want to tell you something. My Bible tells me when you and I become a child of God, we take on a new person. He says the things that you once loved, you now hate. The things that you once hated, you now love. We're no longer held by that thing of where, well, maybe I am or maybe I'm not. I'm glad tonight I can tell you that I know. I know without a shadow of a doubt that I am. I know tonight that my name's written in that Lamb's Book of Life. Like I told you on Sunday night, he took the blood and he stamped it. And he stamped my name in the book. But then he went a little further on down. He pulled the deed to my mansion. And when he pulled that out, he stamped it, paid in full by the blood. I'm here to tell you tonight, friend, if you're living below that, you're living way, way, way below your privileges. You're living way below what God intended you and I to live. You know, I don't think everybody's going to be rich. If they are, I missed the boat somewhere. But you know what? I might be poor as a pauper here. But I'm here to tell you, I'm a child of the King. I've got a mansion just on the other side. I've got a mansion waiting on me just on the other side. I'll tell you what, God is good. And I do. I want to take this time and I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for allowing me to come and share in this revival. I'll tell you what, I have enjoyed myself every night. I'd go home at night and we'd go to bed and I'd sit back in the bedroom. And some nights, I don't know what time it was when I went to sleep. I'd just be that wound tight. You got to unwind a while. And I'll tell you what, I thank God that I like to get excited about God. Amen. I don't know about you, but you know, the people out there in the world, they like to get excited over a dumb football goes rolling down a field. If they're going to get excited over something like that, why in the world can't we get excited over the King of Kings and Lord of Lords Supreme? One of these days, he's coming back. One of these days, he's coming back for you and I. Man, I'll tell you what, I don't want to miss it. I don't want to miss it. I want to be ready that when that trumpet sounds, like I told you the other night, I want to be the first one on the boat. I want to be right at the front. I never was much for being in the back of the boat anyhow, so I want to be right at the front when it goes. God, I'll tell you what, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to going home. I've got a mom and a dad on the other side. Got a lot of family over there. And I'm looking forward to just going home. You know, somebody said to me, do you think you'll know them when you get there? Yes, I do. My Bible tells me we're going to be known as we are known. So, yes, I do. I think I will. And I'm looking forward to it. But most of all, I'm looking forward to seeing Jesus. That's not my message tonight. Tonight, if you'll turn with me to the book of John. John, the 11th chapter. This is another very, very, very familiar portion of Scripture. Where you read it, you heard it preached, you heard it taught, you heard probably a little bit of everything done with it. St. John, chapter 11, we're going to begin reading at verse 41. When you find that, will you stand with me in honor of God's word? Bible says, then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe and that thou hast heard that thou hast sent me. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. And Jesus saith unto them, Loose him and let him go. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight. I thank you for this time. I thank you for the privilege to look into your word. Thank you, Lord, that your word's alive and well, and it speaks to our hearts and to our souls. And Lord, I just pray now that you'd come. And Lord, you'd anoint the vessel tonight. You'd anoint this preacher tonight. Lord, as I stand in the gateway, I can do nothing on my own. I need the aid of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, I pray right now that you'd just come. And Lord, that you would bind every attempt that Satan would have. You would bind him, and Lord, just get rid of him. Lord, I rebuke him, and Lord, I pray that your spirit would be free to move up and down the aisles and in and out the pews. Search our hearts, search our souls, and Lord, tonight, if there's one here that doesn't know you, oh God, tonight, let it be their night to find you before it's too late. And for all that you do, we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Tonight I'd like to title the message, Loose Him and Let Him Go. You know, I was sitting today and I was studying this and I got to thinking about it and I thought, when he came out of that grave, the Bible says he was wrapped. He was wrapped in grave clothes. He was wrapped in a napkin over his face. Well, you know what? Then back in January of 1979, God spoke to this guy and he said, Mike, come on. You know what? When I came to that altar that night, I was bound. I wasn't wrapped in grave clothes, but I was wrapped in the chains and all the things of the world. The devil had me bound. I couldn't do anything. And then when I knelt at that altar that night, I'm glad when I said, Lord, I'll do what you want me to do. Just take this wretched sinner, save my soul. And I'm glad when he looked down, he reached down, and he cut all the chains loose. He broke all those fetters, and everything fell off. And I want to tell you something. When I got up from the altar that night, I could have flew. I believe if I'd have jumped, I could have jumped to heaven. That's how light I was. You know what it was? It was because all that junk was gone. All them fetters were broken. All those chains fell off. You know why? Because he said, loose him and let him go. When he said, loose him, the devil has nothing more to do. He has to do what God says. You know, a lot of people say, well, you don't know how the devil fights me. I want to tell you something. My mom used to tell me, she'd say, Mike, you don't have to fight with the devil. And I'd say, but Mom, that's what he does. She'd say, and you don't have to. She said, what you need to do is, she said, when he comes, she said, you turn right around. And she said, you say, devil, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And she said, if you do that, she said, he's going to have to flee. Because you know why? Because my Jesus already beat him. He already whooped him. When he put him on the cross, he thought he had him. He put him in a tomb. He was positive he had him. And what happened? When he went in to check on him, they met coming, the Lord was coming out and the devil was going in. And I believe God looked at him and said, ha, ha, one more time, I got you. And you know what? That was the one. That was the one. When he won that battle, he won them all. Tonight, he's won every battle for you and I. All you and I need to do is learn to say, God, we need you. You know, they used to sing an old song, The Battle's Not Mine. They sang that, and it was in about when David went in to fight Goliath. You know what? When David went out to fight Goliath, I'm sure that man looked awful big to him. David was just a little fella. But you remember what David told him? David said, you come to me with a spear and a sword. But he said, I'm coming to you in the name of the Lord. I'm here to tell you tonight, if you'll go against the devil and you'll tell him, you'll say, oh boy, I'm coming to you in the name of the Lord. When you start that and you begin to talk about the blood, the devil's got to go the other direction. He can take a lot of things, but he can't take the blood. He can't take the blood because he's already been through the blood. He knows what the blood's all about. I want to tell you something. Tonight, there's power in that blood. There's still power in that blood. There's still healing in that blood. There's still cleansing in that blood. More than that, I'm glad there's still soul saving in that blood. If it had not been for the blood, you and I would would have no reason to be here. But I'm telling you tonight that one day when I knelt and I cried out to God and I said, be merciful to me, a sinner, he looked down and he said to the devil, he said, loose him and set him free. I'm here to tell you tonight, I've been set free. I've been set free not by the things of this world, not by my riches, but I've been set free by the love of Jesus Christ. I've been set free by his mercy and his love. He reached down. He picked me up when nobody else cared. You know what? I was probably one that, who wanted me? Who wants you? I wasn't famous for anything. The only thing I was good at was eating. You could tell that. That was the only good thing I could do. But you know what? I'm glad when God looked down, he looked way beyond all them faults I had. He looked way beyond all that trash I was carrying. He looked way down deep in his heart. He said, there's a heart that I can use. There's a heart that I can lead. I'm here to tell you tonight, if I had to do this all my own, I couldn't do it. But I'm glad that by the grace of God, he's given me everything that I need. Not one time has he left me fall short. Not one time has he left me down. Every time I needed him, he was always right there. I'm here to tell you tonight, if you're here and you feel like you've been left down, you feel like you have always got the short end of the deal, you're just not tapped into the right place yet, you need to get tapped into the connection of Jesus Christ. When you tap into him, I guarantee you'll not get the short end of the deal, but he'll give you the best of the best. He's going to give you the best of the best here. He's going to give you the best of the best when we get over there. You know, people say, well, I really go through deep valleys. So do I. But you know what I found out? When I'm down in them valleys, that's where the soil's the richest. And that's where I can dig a little deeper. That's where I can just plant my roots a little deeper. And that's when God just begins to allow that good nurture, the goodness of the ground to come up and come through the roots, and it begins to feed me. You know what? There's times that when I'm in the valley that I feel like I'm all alone, but it isn't long until after a bit I begin to feel a hand reach down. And he says, now just take me by the hand. And when I do, he just begins to pull me along. And up over the mountain we go. After being, you get on the mountaintop. And then I like when he allows me just to catch a glimpse of what awaits me on the other shore. You know, I've never been to heaven. I've never seen heaven. But I want to tell you something. If you were here last night, you got a glimpse of what heaven's going to be like. You got a taste of what heaven's going to feel like. Because it was real. It's genuine. Tonight, God's here. I don't know about you. Maybe you're not feeling him back there. But I'm feeling him up here. He's here, and I'm glad I can tell you tonight that he's given you and I just a taste of what heaven's going to be like. He's given us just a taste of what we're going to step into. You know, you talk about people say, well, I don't know how I'm going to get there. I don't know either, but I do know this much. When I come to the end of this life, I believe God's going to be standing with outstretched arms saying, come on. Come on, I'll carry you through. I'll get you over. You know what? We talk about standing at those chilly waters of death. And I believe they probably are chilly waters. But I don't believe if we're a Christian, I don't believe we're going to get ankle deep in that water. I believe God's going to pick us up. He's going to carry us over those chilling waters. He's going to put you and I over on the other side. He's going to put us on shouting ground. He's going to put us on a place where we can begin to praise God. You know what? When I get on the other side, look out. Because you think I get noisy down here. Look out when I get over there. My aim is to let everybody in heaven know I made it through. I want everybody to know I'm there. Not because they want to see me, but I want to see Jesus Christ. I want to kneel before him. I want to tell him how much I appreciate him. I want to tell him how good it's been. You know what? If you're here tonight and you can't tell me that you're excited about going to heaven, friend, you really need to back up, take a look. Friend, it should be exciting to us, because you know why? That's going to be home. That's going to be home to us. I don't know about you today, but I'm looking forward to going home. I'm looking forward to seeing all those that have gone on. Here the other day, I was standing there at the house. Where I live, I can look over to where my mom and dad lived. And I looked over the other day, I was standing at the house. I don't know why, but it was just like I thought I just had to see them come out of the house. I walked over a little closer to the house. See, I pretty much every day I would go in there. If I could at all, I'd stop in, or I'd go over and go in. But I walked over the other day. I walked over a little closer. And I stood. I looked at that old house. And I began to think of all the good times that we enjoyed. But then God began to speak. And he began to tell me, just think when you get here. Just think when you get here. I want to tell you something. There's times that you feel like you just have to see them people. That's when God comes along and he says, just wait. Just wait. You're going to see them. I'm here tonight. I want to ask you a question in closing. Are you loose tonight? Have you been loosed and set free in him? Or are you just kind of just going along for the ride? You know, I talk to people still and they'll say, oh, I'm a Christian. Then you watch their life, and I know we're not supposed to be judges, but the Bible says that by their fruits ye shall know them. I want to tell you something. Some people, sometimes I look at them and I think, how can you say I'm a Christian and do and live the way they live? You know what it is? The devil still has them bound. But I'm here to tell you tonight, I'm glad, glory to God, that one day when I knelt, he came, and when he came, he broke all those chains. He broke all those fetters. Tonight, you and I can be free. We can be free indeed. We can be blood washed, blood bought. We can be on our way to heaven. And know, without a shadow of a doubt, if this was tonight, we would be ready to go. Tonight, I want you to stand with me for prayer. And as we pray, I want you to examine your heart. If there's one thing in your life that ought not to be there, get it under the blood. Friend, I'm telling you, get it under before it's too late. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you. We thank you for this time. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege that we have of just being able to come. Call upon your name. Thank you, Lord, for all the blessings you give to us. And Lord, I just ask now that you come. And Lord, that you minister in a special way in these closing moments. Pray, oh God, if there be one here that needs a touch. Lord, let this be the night they come and find thee near and dear to their never dying soul. Minister tonight, and for all that you do, we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Take your hymn books, turn to page 377.